Tonight's year we're going to be talking about a very touchy topic, people's money. Obviously this is a shiloh that needs to be dealt with everyone with their own personal rav about how exactly or they should go about taking off ma'aser. But we're going to discuss this evening, from a strictly halachic point of view, what is this obligation known as ma'aser ksof? We know in the Torah there is a concept called ma'aser of your land, dog and tirish v'yitzar, where you would separate part of your, what you worked in the field would go, sometimes depending on the year, there was a cycle, sometimes the ma'aser oni went to the aniyim, sometimes it went to the levi, the various rules, regulations of who got what and when. But we're going to discuss this evening, what about what's more known as, what's known today as ma'aser ksofim, taking a tenth of tithing of your money. Believe it or not, the Frumma Christians are very makbid on this. You speak to anyone who's, forget the Frum for a second, the non-Jews, they're very makbid, and they'll tell you they've seen success rate. The more they take off, the more they're makbid on ma'aser, the more they find themselves successful. We'll see that might be the case for Jews as well. But that's just an interesting thing in the world. If you come across Frumma Goyim, they're also makbid on taking off a ma'aser. Maybe we should ask them where they give the money to. Might help us for next week's share of where ma'aser money is supposed to go. But what we really need to discuss from a real honest halachic standpoint of, is there really such an obligation to take off a tenth of one's earning and give it away? So to start with this, there's an interesting Rambam in the ninth parak of Hilchas Melachim. The Rambam writes the following: Al shishu devarim nitzava Adam Arishin. Adam Arishin was commanded on four things: Al v'dizarav, al birchas Hashem, shvichas domim, gili arayis, v'al hagezel, v'al hadinim, and he had to have some form of a choshe mishvot structure of life. Alpha pishikulahin kabbalah b'yedenu mi'moshe Rabbeinu, even though it doesn't say it explicitly, it's a kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu. V'adas noita lehem, they make sense. B'chal deviteira yirish al elu nitzava hisav lanu noyachim nachay. Now this is the six, and Noach got another one, and that's how we get to the number of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. This is what we know today as the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Says the Rambam, that's the way it was. You had to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach until Avraham Avinu came to town. Avraham got an extra mitzvah when he got the mitzvah of Mila. V'hu is Palal Shachris. Avraham was Misakin Tefillah Shachris. The Yitzchak, what did Yitzchak add to society? Hifrish Meiser. He decided to take off a ma'aser. V'hoisev tefilas acheres, and then he added another tefillah, lefneiser, which we know today is mincha. What did Yaakov add? V'yaakov hoisev kirach noshe, v'espal arvis, and he davened ma'ariv. So the Rambam clearly assumes that the one who introduced to us the concept of ma'aser, now we don't know what ma'aser we're talking about over here. Did Avraham Avinu introduce us to ma'aser of his money, or was he referring to ma'aser of his land? We don't know. But the Rambam assumes for given that Avraham Avinu was the first person in history to take off what's known as a ma'aser. Yitzchak. The Rambam says Yitzchak was the one who introduced us to ma'aser. So right away the Ravid takes very big issue with this Rambam. The Ravid says, why is Yitzchak the first one to take off ma'aser? That's not true. Says the Ravid in number two, Kein ha'yiro lo'imavu huspal shachas v'hifrish ma'aser. Frek the Ravid, on the Rambam, you left something out. You're saying that Yitzchak was the first one to get credit for taking off ma'aser. It's not true. Avraham Avinu should have been the first person to get credit for taking off ma'aser. Where do we see Avraham Avinu took off ma'aser? So in Parashas Lech Lecha, it says that after Avraham Avinu won the war, it says he met... the pasuk tells us he met Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem. We know Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem was the son of Shem. So he met, it was Shem himself. He met Shem. And when he met Shem, the pasuk says explicitly, Ubaruch Elyon Hashem Migen Tzera B'Yedecha V'Yit Elyon Masa Mikol. He gave a tenth of everything to Shem. So Avraham Avinu was the one who instituted giving Ma'aser. So why does the Rambam say it was Yitzchak's initiative? It wasn't Yitzchak. It was Avraham Avinu's initiative. Avraham Avinu says the pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha that he gave a tenth to Malki Tzedek. He gave it to Shem. So this is the kasha that the Ravid has on the Rambam. A very strong kasha. Yeah. This is the kasha that the Ravid has on the Rambam. So there are two mahalchim to answer up this Rambam. Before we see that, let's just look at the pasuk where the Rambam got it from. The Rambam felt that the one who initiated Ma'aser was Yitzchak. Where is there a pasuk about Yitzchak? So this pasuk is later on in Perek Chavav Halacha Pasuk Yud Beis. There the pasuk tells us Vayizra Yitzchak Baritz Ahi, Yitzchak planted in the land. Vayimtza Bashan Ahi Meir Sharim Vayivorcheu Hashem. So what is this pasuk exactly referring to? So the pasuk says Vayizra Yitzchak, he planted. So now clearly Yitzchak didn't. This is not referring to Ma'aser Ksofim. This is talking to a plantation. Rashi says in the pasuk Meir Sharim Shamdu Akama Rui Lasos. He tried to estimate how much is going to be fit. V'asasal Achas Shamdu Meir. He estimated it was going to be 100 foot. The rabbi said, why do you have to make this estimation? He figured this for Maisrus. So you see, Yitzchak took Maisr. Now again, Pashtus reading the pasuk by Yizra Yitzchak Bar say he planted. So if Yitzchak took off Maisr, he didn't initiate Maisr Ksafim. He would have initiated Maisr from the Karka, which might not be what we're discussing this evening. So if the Rambam is correct that Yitzchak was one initiated based on this pasuk, then what he did initiate would have been not Maisr Ksafim, but it would have been Maisr on the produce. So this is what some of the Achrayim want to do to get around this kasha. So the Kesef Mishnah on the page on the Rambam is bothered with this kasha, and he writes in number 5, Ho Yiroi Loimar, so he says, Tam HaRaivit, so why does the Raivit think that Avram Avinu instituted it? Mishum Dechsev Avram, Ayitam Loimasa Mikol. Because there's a pasuk in Lech Lecha that says Avraham Avinu took off a tenth of everything. So clearly Avraham Avinu took off Maisr. Says the Kesef Mishnah, the Efshalayim Aladas Rabbeinu. So what are you going to answer for the Rambam, says the Kesef Mishnah? The Avraham Layashkan She'iser Mimoinoi. We don't find he took off all his money. V'asam Davke Iser HaSholol HaBo B'yodiv Elay B'taris Maisr Elefi She'chvudoi Malki Tzedek Boitzos Lechem V'yayin Baruchu. Says the Kesef Mishnah, don't make me right that Avraham Avinu took off a tenth of all his money. He took off a tenth of one small winning. Meaning, the real Maisr is you take a tenth of everything you earn throughout the year. Avraham Avinu took off a tenth of one massive winning. Lahavdol, if a person has a job, and then he wins a lottery. So he takes off a tenth from his lottery. That's beautiful, that's true. But that's not what real Maisr is. Real Maisr is taking off a tenth of all money that came your way. So says the Kesef Mishnah, Avraham Avinu's Maisr wasn't halachic Maisr, because he only took from what he won in the war. Even though, if you look in the pasuk says, Vayitan lo Maisr mikol. It sounds like from the pasuk he took off of all his earnings, not just the earnings of the war, but the Kesef Mishnah's defense of the Rambam would be that no, Avraham Avinu's Maisr did not count.
So
the reason why he gave it to Shem, some people say, is because he was a Kohen. So he figured he's a good person to give it to. Others say, the way the Medrash says it, because Shem was learning Torah. He was learning the Torah, and that's where the money should go, which we'll have to discuss more where the money should go. But it sounds like from the Medrash, and some people make this argument, that the reason why Avraham Avinu never gave earlier to Malki Tzedek, because he never met him. This is the first time he actually met him. How do we know this is the first time he met him? Because the Medrash says that when Avraham Avinu met him, he asked him, in what schus did you merit to be saved in the Mabul? So he told him the schus that we did so much chesed on the table, that was the schus. So it sounds like it was the first time they met. So what do you want Avraham Avinu to do? He's supposed to have all, you wanted to give continuous, he didn't have who to give it to. When he finally found him, he said, oh, here, I'm going to give you my maaser. So this is a question whether or not we can answer for the Rambam or not. But this is the Ravid's interpretation, which means, of course, according to the Rambam, Avraham Avinu took off maaser ksafim, but he didn't take it off from all his gainings, he only took it off from this specific gain. That's the Kesef Mishnah.
And I want to assume that he hadn't given Maisr in previous years.
Exactly, that's what everyone's assuming. So some people say that's not true. The reason why he didn't give him previous years is because he never met him yet. This was the first time they met. So now he's unloading all the money. So maybe he'll go back now and go back to his old account, like the Chavetz Chaim writes in the Sefer Avos Chesed, he's supposed to have a separate account for your Maisr. So Avraham Avinu is going to go back home, take out his, empty the account from the bank of all his Maisr money, and he'll give him the rest of it. But he couldn't give it till now because he never met him. That's one of the pshat. Right, this was a new thing that Avraham Avinu added to the world. Avraham Avinu felt that this is something right and just in the world, that we need to have this idea of taking off a Maisr. That's the way you're going to have to learn. The Radvaz's answer is even more important, I think, because the Radvaz says no rayas from what Avraham Avinu did. Right? So the Tzarech Loimer, Ki Avraham Zoyche B'chol HaDvarim HaRuchush U'mishom Nois L'malchi Tzadik HaMaisr. V'Rabbeinu L'Ros L'Farish Kein, Sherei Ena Maisr's Neheges El Budulei Karka Shaloi. He says, Avraham Avinu's Maisr didn't count for anything. Real Maisr is what Yitzchak did. That's real Maisr. Meaning, Maisr from the Tvua. Maisr from your grain, that's real Maisr. That's what we call Maisr. What Avraham Avinu did was Maisr from money. That's not the mitzvah of Maisr. So the reason why Avraham Avinu doesn't get the credit, so to say, for instituting Maisr, because what he instituted is not real Maisr. Real Maisr is like what Yitzchak did. He grew it from the ground. So the assumption would be then is, according to the Rambam, what Avraham Avinu did was very nice, was a nice thing, but it wasn't what we today call Maisr, because real, legit Maisr is only from the Gedulei Karka and not from the money that one makes. There's a third possibility to where who instituted Maisr. So again, at this point, it's a machlokes rishayim who instituted Maisr. Either Avraham Avinu instituted it, or Yitzchak instituted it, and the way he did it, Yitzchak instituted it, would be possibly from the grain or even from money. There's a third possibility that Yaakov Avinu instituted Maisr. Where do we see that Yaakov Avinu instituted Maisr? Because the Pasuk tells us later on, Pasuk tells us in Parashas Vayetze, when Yaakov Avinu is running away, so Yaakov Avinu says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me, he takes care of me, I'll give a tenth. Pasuk tells us that Yaakov Avinu said, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to protect me, V'chol asher titen li aser asven olach. So if you look over here, number 8, the Daskein of Alatesis writes, he says, Medrash, Yaakov tikin lo says meiser min hamamin. Yaakov was the one who instituted taking a meiser of all your earnings. So now we have three possibilities. Either it was Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak, or Yaakov was the one that instituted. Now the question is, how binding is this? The fact that the Ovis did it, does that now make it a mitzvah l'dayris? Generally speaking, whatever the Ovis did is nice, but it had to be retaught again at Sinai and put into a form of a mitzvah through Moshe Rabbeinu. So is there a pasuk somewhere that we're aware of in the Torah where the Torah says you have to take off a meiser of your money? Pashtus not. There's no such pasuk anywhere in the Torah. So very nice the Ovis did it, and maybe they were even masaking it, but how binding can that be on a halachic level that the Ovis did?
Is there any raya that
Pashtus not. It's funny how the Ketzer Mishnah thinks that one could have argued that. The simple reading of the pasuk sounds like he wasn't Maisik Safim. It was only Maisik from the ground. But the way the Ketzer Mishnah reads, it sounds like he assumed that Yitzchak was also Maisik Safim. It was the first real Maisik Safim.
How do we understand Yaakov's pledge to give Hashem the money? I mean, what does that mean?
Right? Yeah, I don't know who he's going to give the money to. It's not clear. I'll give a Maisik. Who is that going to give it to? I don't know. It doesn't say. So like they're off. We'll have to talk about who we should go to, yeah.
Are we sure they had money in the days of Avraham and Yitzchak?
Well, I don't know if they had what we'd call, they had for sure Shavu Kesef, they had the values, they bought and sold things. I don't know if they had a currency, you're right, they probably didn't have a currency, but we're going to see that if you hold this Maisik Safim, it's not only, it gets more complicated about what's included in that, we'll have to talk more about that, what would be inclusive. The Chassam Sofer has a tshuva in Yeridei Reish Lamed Beis, where he talks about this shayla, and he writes like this, and this is a very important Chassam Sofer, because in this tshuva he quotes a Maril, and everyone jumps on the Chassam Sofer that he misquoted the Maril, or at least he had a different print of the Maril. He writes over here that the Maril held the Chiyuv Afrashas Maisik Sofim who mamish de'iraisa. The Maril is of the opinion, this is important to keep in mind for the end of the year, that the Maril held taking off Maisir of your money is a de'iraisa ula'anim. Two chedushim from the Maril. A, that it's X marked to poor people, which is a big dispute as well. But the Maril held, it's a biblical obligation, obviously we have to figure out from where. And the money is X marked to poor people. The Ein Lebailim Ba'el Teva said, no, you, the owner of the money, have no real rights to the money. Just La'ezah Anishiyah, you can decide which ani you want to give it to. But more than that, you have absolutely no power to this money. This money is not your money, you have to give away to ani. Then he writes, but there are those who argue and say, no, that the Maiser on your money is not comparable to Maiser on your ground. We'll see in a second, it's not that from the Sifri. Even though the way the Sifri says it is it should go to the Amoli B'Torah, that your Maiser money should not go to the Aniyim like the Maril, but instead it should go to those people who toil in learning. Says the Chassam Sofer, it's not true. You can do whatever you want with the money. You want to give it to Tztaka, you want to give it to Hatzolah, you want to give it to a good organization, you can do that as well. Again, B'lin Nether, next week, we will tackle much more where should Maaser money really go. But we got to first finish this week to figure out if you have to give Maaser. Once we figure out if you have to give Maaser, we can figure out where the Maaser is supposed to go. Says the Chassam Sofer, now he answers the kash. He says, "Vizel ye meiser shifish Avraham Avinu." That was the meiser that Avraham Avinu took off. Vayitam le meiser mikol. Valze ome Yaakov v'chol ashetitin la'aser esven olach. Ubemedish shohutzuch l'hafish gam ibano v'hifish levi kodesh l'shem. V'hifish l'aniyim el mitzvah kedusha. Omnom Yitzchak who kai mitzvah shem meiser deraisa. Says the Chassam Sofer, Yitzchak was the first one who did the mitzvah the right way on the Torah level. Why? Because it says in the pasuk, "Vayimsa me'er sharim oymizel meiser." So he says that's pshat in the Rambam. Referring back to the Red Vazis chat, that Yitzchak, everyone else gave Maiser from their earnings. Maiser from your earnings is nice, but that's not real Maiser. Real Maiser is only Maiser from the Tvuah. That's what Yitzchak Avinu did, and that's what Yitzchak is attributed to the one who took off the first Maiser. So we have different Pshatim in Midrashim, nothing yet necessarily halakhically binding in halachic writing, we just have various Midrashim. There is a halach in Shulchan Aruch, in Yeridei Reish Mem Tes Aleph. Which the Mechab is talking about Helchus Tztaka. So Tztaka is not disputed. We all know there's a mitzvah of Tztaka. The question is going to be is if there's a mitzvah of Tztaka, then what's the mitzvah of Maisik Safim? What is the difference between the two? And there's a very big chakira that the Achreim throw around, that possibly the mitzvah of Maiser is no different than the mitzvah of Tztaka. It's just that the mitzvah of Tztaka is a little bit more open-ended to how much you have to give, and Maiser is much more restrictive. You must give this amount. But they might be really the same type of mitzvah. Or, the other way, Rav Shech declares this chakira in one of his svarim, and Rav Asher Weiss discusses such a chakira. Many people discuss this chakira. Or, the other side is that no. Maiser Ksafim is like Maiser Aniyim. It's a whole different experience. It's mamish, a different thing, a tent that goes specifically for the aniyim, and it's not begedet tztaka. And there's numerous nafkaminas lahalacha to how we treat the ma'is and money. So the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch writes, she'in nisinasei, how much do you give for tztaka? Im yodei ma'isei, I guess, if you can afford it, yit kefit tzarech aniyim, then give as much as people ask you. Obviously, if someone comes to your house and you can give him, so give him as much as you can afford. Vim ein yodei ma'isei, go kach yitin at chemish nechasei. You're allowed to give up till a fifth. Is mitzvah and amuvcha. The echad me'asara, but to give a tenth of your earnings, that's mida beinonis. Pachas mikan ainra, you give less than that, that's an ainra. So everyone is of what you have. I guess whatever you have at the moment. Now what everyone's bothered with is, where did this magical number of one tenth come from? Where did we see one tenth? Where is that from? That's ma'aser. But here we're in tzedakah. Where does it work its way into tzedakah? So the Vilna Gaon brings down a Yerushalmi in Peah. The Yerushalmi in Peah says like this, Itmar, Shemaiser Ani Noig Afilu Biksavim. Says Yerushalmi, that Maiser Ani is applicable even, that Maiser Ani is even by money. The Yalav Mimashe Kasev, he brings a pasuk in Mishlei, Kovet Es Hashem Mohincha, honor Hashem with your money, Umireish is called to Asucha, and with the first of all your grain. This is also brought down in the Mordechai in Baba Basra as one of the new sources for the idea of Ma'isik Safim is this Yerushalmi. The question is, what do you see from this Yerushalmi? What do you see from these words, honor Hashem with your money, that it means Ma'isik Safim? So the Nitziv in Meshiv Dover is Masber this, and he writes in number 11, that Alpia Mavur Bahagos Ramab Yordea Shu Litan Laniyim Dafka. If you assume that this money should go specifically to name, like Maril said, Mikarlas Aminugu Alpia Yushami Peya Perikalif. It comes from the Yushami. It says, Kabbat Hashem Mahoincha Mirashis Kotvoscha. Umifarish Yushami Mahoincha. When it says in the Pasuk, Kabbat Hashem Mahoincha, honor Hashem with your money, Umirashis Kotvoscha, and the first of your grain. What is the connection between those two statements? Says the Nitziv, Sheikhabdus Hashem Mahoin Vaisha Kimoi Mitvua. It means the same way you honor Hashem with your tvua, meaning you give Maisa from your tvua, likewise, Ukvait Hashem Mahoincha, you should honor Hashem by giving money. So the same way you have to give Maisa from the ground, you have to give Maisa from your money. That's the chap, says the Nitziv, of how it works. And then he quotes the Vilna Gaon, and he says, Umishum Hachi, based on this ruling, Hamafrish Maisik Safim Dafkalaniyim. He says, if this is the pshat, if this is the source of where we learn out Maisik Safim from, then the Dafka has to only go to Aniyim. Why? Umishahi Noig Lahafrish Maisik Safim Alpidasa Ramah, Deima Hamoy, Lefisha Amare Selzul Stokalaniyim. He says that the whole source is from the pasuk of, it says, by tztaku, mechabdei choinin evyoin. How do you honor Hashem? By giving to the choinin and the evyoin, the poor people. So if the whole source of Ma'isik Safim is a fulfillment of kavod Hashem, then you have to do what's kavod Hashem, which is giving to the aniyim. So the Meshiv Dover and the Nitziv thinks over here that if the Vilna Gaon is the source of Ma'isik Safim, then it would have to be only to aniyim and to no one else. There's one problem, is the Nitziv cites for himself. The Nitziv in Emek She'ela, a different sefer that he wrote on Shultis, he wrote this on the Shultis when he was very young, he wrote the sefer, so he tied his name. He thinks that if the Pshad is, Al Kovet Hashem, anything that brings glory to Hashem. So says the Nitziv, let's say you give money to a worthy organization. That's also a reflection of Kovet Hashem. And there the Emek She'ela writes, he thinks it's anything that you're giving to, any money that's for Hashem, as opposed to yourself. He talks about giving money for the Ner and the Beis HaKnesses. That's not for me. I don't need the light. It's for Hashem's honor. So there the Nitziv writes in Emek She'ela that anything you're doing is for Hashem's honor, that's a fulfillment of Kvod Hashem. So it's almost a contradictory in the two parts of the Nitziv to where should Maaser money go according to this Vilna Gaon. Should it go to Aniyim or should it go to any good organization? But the question still is that there's no other great sources besides the fact that the Avis did it. So the sefer over here, I found a sefer called Nilsa de Shchicha, a nice name of a sefer, where he's bothered with the following kashi. He writes, Avo kasha. If the whole source of Ma'isik Safim is one of our Avos, you pick which one, whether it be Avram, Yitzchak, or Yaakov, so why didn't Chazal, the Rabbana, make a takana that we should do what the Avos did? Now he'll say, V'chi tema, you'll tell me, since when do we copy the Avos? He writes, what are you talking about? We daven like the Avos says. The Gemara says in Brach, at least according to one opinion of the Gemara, that the reason why we have three tefillas is like the Avos. So why didn't they misakin what we call today Ma'isik Safim like the Avos did it? And he writes the after the ksubas daf nun aleph, which we'll see that gemara in a minute. The gemara learns from the Yaakov. We do learn that from Yaakov's story. We do learn that restrictions in staka. So don't tell me the story of Yaakov was off limits. We do learn from it. There's no gemara anywhere in Shas that says you have to take off meiser because Yaakov took off meiser. Why not? So he answers. Okay, he wants to suggest that maybe this is not something we can learn from the others, because this wasn't obligatory. This was they felt they wanted to go beyond the call of duty. They wanted to give ma'aser, but they didn't want to make it l'dayrus. Okay, that's his suggestion. Yaakov was also with the Tanai, which we'll see is might be true for ma'aser also, as we'll see in a few minutes. So this is, he makes a reference to a gemara in Ksubas Daf Nun, an interesting gemara. The gemara writes, Amar Rabbi Loi bu'usha eskinu, in usha they made at the kona, ha'mevazviz al yivazviz yoyse michemish. That person is not allowed to get rid of, you want to spend money on staka, this is a staka, which we know is a lav and an asay, not ma'asik safim. It says, al yivazviz al yivazviz yoyse michemish. You can't give away more than a fifth. Why because well you're a big bald stock, you didn't give away all your money, then you're going to become the recipient of tztaka, and the circle goes around, it defeats the purpose, so don't give too much of your money. They say, I think about the Satmar Rebbe. The Satmar Rebbe used to mamash give away everything he had. I think at some point his Rebbetzin had to get involved because it was just... I don't know. I think they say either about the Satmar Rebbe, maybe the Klausenberg Rebbe, one of those Rebbes. I think it was the Satmar Rebbe. They say mamash every penny he had, he gave away. So I think at some point they had to figure out a way to get the money to him so his wife will get the money instead of him, because he mamash gave away every penny he had. The Satmar Rebbe had an open house policy. People walked into his house and they took away things. They walked away with mirrors, candles, svarim. Mamash had a real open door policy the Satmar Rebbe had. And people mamash walked away with things, and he was in a different world. That's why this famous story that the Satmar Rebbe met in the Baba of a Rebbe in his sukkah, and he saw a sefer in the sukkah. The sefer was written by Reb Tzadok, and in that sefer talked about sitting in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. It was about 100 pages, and the Satmar Rebbe very much wanted to read it because he wanted to get clarity in the sukkah. So he asked the Baba of a Rebbe, "Can I borrow the sefer?" The Baba of a Rebbe said, "Absolutely not." He said, "I know what goes on in your house. You're going to bring this home. You're going to put it on your table. Someone's going to walk off with it." Because the Satmar Rebbe had an open door policy. People came in. They slept on his floor. It was a big bal chesed, the Satmar Rebbe. It was an unbelievable person. So people asked him, "What happened to this gemara?" He always came up with some creative answer how to get around this gemara. But guess what? The gemara says you can't spend too much on stock. Why not? Where did we learn ayivazvez? So Rashi says over here, the gemara says we learned that from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu said, "V'chol asher titen li aser asvenu loch." So Rashi says, "Aser shrenu shnei yisurin havelu chaimish." 2/10 is a fifth. So we learn from Yaakov Avinu, you're not allowed to give more than a fifth. So this, right, that's what we learn from that. Ayivaz is by all mitzvahs. Right. That you shouldn't spend more than a fifth on a mitzvah. So here, as the Rosh Weiss points out, here you see from the story that we're learning a strictly at stalker question. Why don't we learn from Yaakov Avinu about Maisik Sof? And why does the Gemara say we learn from Yaakov Avinu you're supposed to take off Maisik? Clearly the Gemara felt that there is no source from the others of Maisik. So we're back to square one. What exactly is the great source that we're supposed to take off Maisik Sof? And the others did it. Fine, so the others did it. So why does the Gemara say we learn it from the others? We're going to get to that right now. We'll get to that right now. There's a Gemara in Tainus and Daf Tes where it quotes that pasuk, Aser to Aser. Famous pasuk, we read it a couple times a year on Yom Tov, Aser to Aser. Now again, that pasuk is Pashtus talking about Tvua, Doga, and Tir Shvietzer. It's not talking about your money. But the Gemara says a very famous line, Aser to Aser. What's the double lashon? The Gemara says, Aser b'shvil shetis asher. The Gemara says, if you take off Maiser, you will become rich. Famous Gemara, Aser b'shvil shetis asher. And the Gemara tells us a story that Ashkech Rebbe Yechon Yenuka, the Resh Lakish, Rebbe Yechon found his nephew, Resh Lakish, his son, Amalei Emeli Psukech, tell me a Pasuk, Amalei Aset Asi, he told him the Pasuk Aset Asi, Amalei, so he told back to him, Umay Aset Asi, he told him, Amalei Aset Beshul Shetis Asher, that it's a Haftach from the Pasuk, if a person takes off Meiser, he will become rich. So he said to him, Amalei Min Allah, he said, how do you know it? Amalei Zil Nasi, go try it out. It's been tested. Anyone who took off ma'aser became rich. So he asked the kasha, "Omalei umishayil and suyla kadosh baruch hu? Are you allowed to test kadosh baruch hu?" The pasuk says, "Loisin answers Hashem. We're prohibited to test Hashem. We can't do that." Omalei hachi amar ba'yishah chutz mizu. This is the exception to the rule. We have complete permission to test kadosh baruch hu. Shneim of the pasuk says in Navi, "Aviu es kol ha'ma'aser al beis ha'oitzer." You should bring all your ma'aser to the beis ha'oitzer. V'hiteref bebeisi, and there will be food in my house. Ubachanuni na bezois, And Omar Hashem Tzvakos. Hashem said, test me. Im le'eftach lachem es ruvais ha'shemayim, if I will not open the gates, ad very kaisel lachem, brach ad blidai, that you'll be enough brach until blidai. Zach to me, what's blidai? Until your mouth is so full from saying enough, enough, enough. You'll have tons. Pasuk quotes, the Navi says, HaKadosh Baruch says, chanuni no bezois, you have all the rights in the world to test me. Okay, beautiful. So this pasuk again is talking about meiser from the ground. Meiser dogo and tirush v'yitzer. Has nothing to do with meiser k'safim. So when you have the right to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can test HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Maaser from the ground. For most of us, it's not so relevant. However, there's a very famous Tosfos. Tosfos over here quotes a Sifri. Hashem told the Navi. This was the last Navi. This was Malachi. We're talking about right around the beginning of Second Bais, the end of the Zman of Anshik Nesagdel. And that's important for the storyline to remember when this story took place. We're talking about now the beginning of Bais Sheni. So Tosfos quotes a Sifri. Hachi is a bisifri. Aser to aser is called tvuah zarecha. Ayoyte aser de shana shana. Ain liyelo tvuah zarecha. I only know you have to take off from what you grow. Shechay b'maiser ribes upakmachia v'choshar revachim minayin. How do I know you also have to take off a maiser from all your other earnings, not ground related? Let's say interest. You made a loan to somebody. Now you got interest. How do you know about that? Upakmachia on regular business. Tamaloyimar eskol. It says eskol. The Havamat Lameima es tvorosach. Hakadosh Baruch Hu as kol tvorosach. My kol the rabbis ribus upakmatch of the choldovish and aviyachpa. Says the Sifri. We learn from the riba in the pasuk that everything, all things that you have, are subjected to meiser. No, ribus could be from a guy. Yeah, he took ribbons from a guy, presumably. So Tosfos is introducing a Sifri that says that included in the pasuk of aser to aser is what? What we call meiser k'saf. So if you take the Sifri on face value, and Tosfos seems to do so, it would be a deraisa. Learned from a pasuk, so meiser k'saf would be deraisa. If meiser k'saf would be deraisa as learned from the pasuk, so then the chanunin of bezois would also be true about meiser k'safim, and aser b'shvil shetes asher would also be true for meiser k'safim. There's only one problem. The Sifri doesn't exist. It's not true. If you look at number 18, already in the newer Gemaras, they write this, and this was pointed out by many later achrenim, they write the Sifri didon lasa. There's no such Sifri that says this. But not all is lost, because ach yesh b'tanchuma parshas re'e. But there is a tanchuma in parshas re'e, and that is true. And if you look on the next page, that I photocopied, it's a mefurish tanchuma. The Tanchuma writes, Aser to Aser, Aser b'shvil shetes asher. You should take off Maaser in order to be rich. Ashloi tischaser until you won't lose. Says the Medrash, Remez, it's a Remez, whatever you want to take Remez means, the Mafishe Yamim, those who go out to the oceans, Oiskim b'scheru pakmachia, they go out and do business, Lahoitzi sheyafrishu Maaser, that they should take off a Maaser, Echad me'asara la'amolei toira. They should give them ma'aser, not to aniyim, to amolei b'toyrim. Many times those go hand in hand, but here the Medrash is saying that the money should go to amolei b'toyrim. So this is a mefurish tanchuma. The tanchuma is saying clearly what Tosfos called the Sifri, that there's a source from this pasuk of aser to aser, or at least what he calls a remez, that a person should give a tenth of his earnings to amolei b'toyrim. Yeah.
Because Safim refers exclusively to non-agricultural stuff. If you had a
right, that's what I'm assuming, right.
His whole
right, so that's regular.
Only agriculture, he took off ma'aser. Would he have any
heave then? Right, doesn't sound like that. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what happens if a person has to take his regular Maaser Risha, and then he has to take off Maaser Ani, then he would have to also on top of that take off Pakmachia, maybe. So this is not clear where this all falls. So in Shulchan Aruch, interestingly enough, the Mechaber Paskins, that had Stoka Doiches HaGzeris. Stoka has unbelievable powers that can push away Gzeris. HaKoshis, Ubirov, Tatzel Mimovis, and in a hunger, Tzedaka saves. Kemaisha Iril at surface. Now the tour writes over here in this siman in Yerodea, the Torah writes, when the Navi says, it's not only Maaser, it's even Tzedakah. A person can give Tzedakah, and he can guarantee that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not cause him a loss. That the Mechaber does not write over here. The Ramah does write, Hagah, v'masasheris, it makes you rich. But v'asal l'nasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you may not test Hashem, ki im b'davazeh, only with this thing, shenemar, u'b'chanunin ha'bezois. Now this is the opinion of the Torah, that's mentioned over here, that you have the right to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu even with tzedakah. Forget ma'aser for a second, tzedakah. We all give tzedakah. A person has the right to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, God, like, prove it to me. I'm going to give tzedakah, and I want to see where this money is going to be made up later on. Prove it to me. Or prove to me that I'm not going to lose by giving tzedakah. That's permissible. That was the opinion of the Torah. The obvious kasha is, where does he get it from? The Gemara that we learned in Tainus was strictly speaking talking about Meiser. So the Yeshayim says, Rama, no. Davka ben Silas Meiser mutal nasa Kadosh Baruch Hu. No. Only by Meiser are you permitted to say Kadosh Baruch Hu, avaloi b'shat stok, and not by other stok. Okay. Which Meiser? Meiser Ksofim or Meiser from the ground? The Rama is not very clear. The Beis Yosef himself in Tor seems to clearly disagree with this Tor, and he thinks you have no right to test in anything except for Meiser. So if you look at the Pesachei Tshuva over here, the Pesachei Tshuva writes, I am b'seifa mishnas chachomim, shekosev the hodeshari l'nasis b'mois Meiser. First of all, even if you are allowed to test Hashem with Meiser money, what does that mean you're allowed to test Hashem? Hainu, imoisa amanas l'sasher. You can test Hashem by saying to Hashem, Hashem, prove to me that I'm going to become rich. I'm going to give Meiser, I'm going to follow all the rules, but I want to see that I'm going to become rich out of it. That you're allowed to do. Avo b'shul toiva acheres. But let's say you test the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to give tons of money to aniyim, and you're going to make it that my kid will get a shidduch, or you'll make it that my kid will get into the school I want to get into. That's also a form of a test that you're not allowed to do. Avo b'shul toiva acheres, k'may b'shul shiyichi banav. If a person wants his son to live, ukedayim osel anasis. That you're not allowed to do. Chaim Kanievsky passes like this in his Sefer, that this is the way we assume, that you're not allowed to test the Kosh Baruch Hu in any other way, except in the way that you will become rich or you won't lose money. You can't test the Kosh Baruch Hu in any other thing. So that's the only thing you can test. Okay? Then he goes right to the Pesachei Tshuva, where he says, this is not so poshut. What does the Ramah mean when he says Meiser? Meiser of what? So the Pesachei Tshuva brings down over here from Yeshayahu Siyavis, from Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, Shehisig al Ramah. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin took very big issue with this Ramah. The Midvarav Mashiv, the Meiser Ksofim, denying Alma in the Koi. He assumed that when the Ramah was talking about Meiser, he didn't mean agricultural Meiser, because in the Ramah's time in Krakow, Poland, the Ramah wasn't taking off Meiser from the ground. He lived in Krakow. He wasn't worried about it. So what does the Ramah talk about? Mistam, he means Meiser Ksofim. And at that, the Ramah says that a Meiser Ksofim, you could test a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, no, you can't. He says, "Well, Mizena, it's not true. Shulaynem is al Meiser Ksofim. This Gemara in Tainus that we read that says you could test Hashem was not talking about Meiser Ksofim. Instead, it was talking about Meiser on Tvu. Veloy Shavi then Tzuibe. That you can't do. Deina El Stoka. V'chein Kasev al Hashlo v'butfus Amsterdam. The Davka Meiser Tvu who the Shavi the Nasis Avaloy be Meiser Ksofim. But you're not allowed to do so with Meiser Ksofim. Okay. So this is not so posh now. If you're allowed to test a Kodesh Baruch Hu with Meiser Ksofim." The Avas Chesed, which was written by the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah Paskin is not like that. The Mishnah Berurah Paskin is you may test HaKadosh Baruch Hu even with Meiser Ksofim. The Pasuk that the Navi quoted was talking about bringing Tvua in. So the Chafetz Chaim says, what are you talking about? The Gemara over there is, what did the Pasuk say? Chanuni Rabbezois, Sheyeh Teref Lebesi. There'll be food in my house. Says the Chafetz Chaim, food in my house for who? Who's it talking about? He says, Teref Lebesi means for two groups, the Aniyim, who are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children, and the Amoli B'Tayr, which are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. Says the Chafetz Chaim, look at the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Le Terif Le Beisi, I want there to be food in my house. So he writes, as long as you're giving the Tzedakah, the Meiser, to either Aniyim or Amoli B'Tayr, you're a fulfillment of that Pasuk. Therefore, Pasuk is the Mishnah Berurah, that if a person gives Meiser Ksofim, and he gives it to the right places, he will be able to test the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he will have that Haftach of Asa B'Shvil Shetes Asher, which means you will not lose money by giving Meiser. He also adds, he says, and even if you'll tell me that Meiser Ksofim is only the Rabbanon, how could it still have the bracha? He says, because when was this pasuk talking about? In the beginning of Bayis Sheni. In the beginning of Bayis Sheni, the Gemara says that Meiser and Truma were only the Rabbanon. So even in the storyline, Meiser from Karka was only the Rabbanon. And still the Navi said, Chonunin Rabbezois. So Meiser Ksofim could be the same. So Chafetz Chaim passes without a doubt that Chonunin Rabbezois is referring to Meiser Ksofim as well. And we have the right to say, Aser B'Shvil Shetes Asher. And we also have the right to say, Chonunin Rabbezois with regard to Meiser Ksofim. I remember last time I prepared this, it was a few years ago. So I was talking to my Rebbe, Kalman Epstein, about it, because I thought at the end of the sugya, as we'll see, I thought it's not really true, that a Meiser Ksofim is not included. So I asked him, I said, what's the whole halachah for Meiser Ksofim? He told me it's a Mefurisha Gemara. Asa B'Shul Shetes Asher. So I didn't have enough chutzpah to say, but not everyone learns it's talking about Meiser Ksofim. So he's assuming like this Chafetz Chaim, that Aser B'Shul Shetes Asher is referring to Meiser Ksofim. Whatever the Gemara says is true. It's true about Meiser Ksofim, which means you have Haftach of HaKadosh Baruch, you won't lose money, and plus the fact you have the right to test the HaKadosh Baruch.
So what would be as far as the statement that you can do? Still giving what you have,
10%. Right?
That it only applies after the school as opposed to test.
Right, that's what the Chafetz Chaim's point is. He's disagreeing with Yaakov Emdin. So I have a sefer called Imrit Stocko. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's written by a Yid who's a rabbi in Toronto, Rabbi Taub, a rabbi in Toronto. So he wrote a very nice sefer on Stocko. He asks the obvious question. He says, I'll prove to you the Mishnah Berurah is not right. Because we know a lot of people take off Meiser. Not everyone is so rich. So Bishlam, if you learn the Gemara, Aser Bishol Shetes Asher, it's talking about Tefuah from the ground. Okay, so we understand. We don't get that merit. But many people give Meiser money today, and not everyone is so Tis Asher. So obviously it's not true. So that's the question. Question is, how do we understand this memra from Chazal, Aser Bishvil Shetes Asher? So he quotes some very interesting pshatim. He writes over here, number 23, the Sefer is written in English on the top, and the bottom is in Hebrew, the footnotes. So on the bottom he writes, he says, Ulam Tzarech Ladas, Halei Enenu Rois, the Kama Noshem Noisem Meiser Veinu Misasher. We know a lot of people that give Meiser, and they're not rich. So what are we missing over here? So he suggests a couple of pshatim. So he writes, V'yesh B'zeh Kama Tirutzim. He says, one, he writes over here from the Chuvas Radvaz. It's his third pshat. He writes, he says, the only reason why the Navi allowed you to do this was to make sure people give money to Aniyim. Because Baruch Hu cares very much about the Aniyim. He suggests that since today, we don't really give money to the Aniyim as much as originally it was done. So the Haftach of Aser Bishvil Shetes Asher is only if you're giving to Aniyim. If you're giving to other worthy organizations, which we'll see later is permissible to give your Meiser money to, you don't have the Haftach of Aser Bishvil Shetes Asher. That's what he wants to suggest. Another pshat he suggests is that he quotes over here that he heard from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Shu'amet Bizman Azeh Hastoras Ponim, Hu Kol Kach. Today we live in a world where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so hidden from us. That this Gemara of Chanunin Bezois does not apply today. Because since we're so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so distant from us, he's so hidden, we can't say such a thing. Okay, I don't know. If Shem Zalman said it, he said it. The other answer that Achraim gave is, yeah, Chanunin Bezois means we really should have lost our money a million times. We did so many things wrong, we should have been baked up 100 times. Why are we still afloat? Because Aser B'Shvil Shetes Asher. That's why we're even making a living today. We're even surviving. Because we should have been long gone a long time ago for other things we did wrong. So therefore, the Gemara is true. It's still a correct concept of Aser B'Shvil Shetes Asher. Okay. Now, the big question is that so true? That the mitzvah of Maaser Ksavim is an obligation? We haven't yet seen anyone who says where the obligation comes from and the nature of the obligation. So the Or Zeruah, one of the great Rishonim, on that Gemara of Aser B'Shvil Shetes Asher, Aser Ta'aser, that's tzedakah. That's the mitzvah of tzedakah, which there's rules for, as Shulchan Aruch describes. Is this new thing called Maisik Savna, you have to take off a tenth, and you have to give it to either Aniyim or to Amoli B'Teira? What type of chiyuv is that? So it might be a subcategory of tzedakah. So he writes over here, the Arzeruah writes in number 25, Miloimar Dai, he's quoting the Gemara in Tainus, which was talking about Maisa from your grain. So he writes, Lamanu Shemitzuvah, or Mitzvah La'odam La'aser Es Mimoinei. That it's a mitzvah to take off from your earnings. So here the Arzurah sounds like it's a real mitzvah learned out from like the Sifri or that's learned out from the pasuk of Maaser on your grain. The more you take off Maaser, the more wealth you have. It gives you a beautiful haftach. Rabbi Yaakov Emden was not such a big believer. Rabbi Yaakov Emden and his father Chacham Tzvi, they did not believe that Maaser Ksavim is a mitzvah deraisa. They did not believe that's the case. And Rabbi Yaakov Emden backs it up with a Gemara. He writes, number 26, the Shelas Yaivitz. He says, the Maaser Ksavim ain't a mitzvah deraisa, k'moy Maaser Aretz. She'ina elam etayrus tztaka. He thinks this whole thing is just tztaka. It's a fancy version of tztaka. And he writes, B'li Safik, she'ain hein ha'dvarim, k'mesina mesura, u'kidasa bach, which we'll have to see the bach's opinion. He says, I'll bring you a riot. There's a Gemara in Kol Kisvei in the 16th parak of Shabbos. The Gemara says, "Ashirim shebe'et tzav ma'hem zeichen." What are the wealthy people in Eretz Yisrael zeichen to? B'shvil Hashem is asrim, because they take off ma'aser. Shenem aser to aser aser b'shvil shetes asher. So the Gemara says in Shabbos, why are so many people rich in Eretz Yisrael? Because they take off ma'aser. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. U'bishar ha'rotzis. What happens if you live in outside Eretz Yisrael? B'shvil Hashem mechabed es Shabbos, because they're mechabed Shabbos. In fact, back of them, then I don't understand. If you're right that Aser B'shvil Shetes Asher is referring to Maaser Ksavim, so why can't you say that the reason why people in Canada are rich is because they take off Maaser Ksavim? Why do you have to say because they're mechabed the Shabbos? It says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, it must be that it's not true. The real chi of Maaser, with all its privileges, is only Maaser on Tvua. Everything else is not true. So therefore, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, I disagree with everyone else. Says Rabbi Asher Weiss, he says, I don't know what the Raya is. He says, maybe the Gemara knew that people that live outside Eretz Yisrael were talking not Machman and taking off Maaser. They just didn't. Rabbi Yaakov Emden's raya is because why did the people outside Eretz Yisrael not have the merit of Ma'aseh Ksavim? Must be it's not true. Maybe they didn't give Ma'aseh Ksavim. How do you know? Rabbi Moshe Weiss writes in number 27, says, I'm the Nid, they can't raya Kalal. The Chazal Yodu should be poil as Shiyum Shabchutzal is like Ditka, but Ma'aseh Ksavim. Says Rabbi Moshe Weiss, what type of raya is that? The reason why the people in Canada and in France didn't become rich was because they weren't giving Ma'aseh. Chazal knew that. They somehow knew this information. Therefore, it's not a raya. So he disagrees with Rabbi Yaakov Emden's raya. The Pri Yitzchak takes issue with the Chassam Sofer that we started out with earlier. We're trying to keep a track of the Paiskim over here that hold its Deraisa. So we have an Orzurua that sounds like it's a Deraisa. We have a Sifri. And now we have the Maril quoted by the Chassam Sofer. The Maril quoted the Chassam Sofer who said that Maisik Chassam is Mideraisa. So the Pri Yitzchak, Mr. Blazer says this. Pashat Apella. He says, Achti Mani ala Goyin Chassam Sofer. Shekosav the Sviru Leila Maril, the Maisik Sofim, Havi Mamish Deraisa. How could the Maril write such a thing? Or how could the Chassam Sofer quote the Maril? The Maisik Sofim is Deraisa. The Maril Kosav Behedja. The Maril himself wrote absolutely the opposite. Bishaz Achuvah, Simon Nun Dalit, he writes, Avo Mois Meiser, Sheonu Lukuchim and Harevach, that we take from all our earnings, Eina Yela Minog. It's only a Minog. So how could the Chassam Sofer quote that Maril holds Deraisa? So many people took issue with this Chassam Sofer and no one understood where the Chassam Sofer got it from. So let's assume the Maril is correct, like the Chassam Sofer says. We have a Maril and an Arzuru. And later Achrayinim, the tide somehow turned and they didn't assume like this. There's a Bach in Yeraday in Shin Lamed Aleph where the Bach writes like this. Miu, says the Bach, number 29. Ein ze ele b'maiser oni mizera ha'aretz shi mitzvah seim in ha'teira. Aber mach od ma ase mi mach mer viach be maso u be matan ki ksof mi shair vochim that a person takes off of his earnings that he makes from money ein ei bekhol ze it's not included in a meiser the ochalit im mein lut stocker you can give it to stocker opinion shvuim shvei ein ei khayf bo loim na toyre vo loim dra bolan it's no obligation zero there's no such thing called meiser ksof it's not true. It's called stocker. So you got to give it tzedakah. Learn the rules of tzedakah, and after that you're done. It's not midiraisa, says the Bach, and it's not even midirabbanon. It sounds like it's mamish nothing. It's a nice thing. That might be what we learn from the office, midas chasidus, but it's not obligatory. The Taz takes issue with his father-in-law, and he argues on his father-in-law. Right, the Taz and the Bach were father-in-law and son-in-law. The Taz was the son-in-law of the Bach, and he lived not so close to the Bach. And the Bach didn't realize that the Taz was mamish broke. The Taz had no money. He lived in poverty. One day the Bach came to town, and he realized his son-in-law was broke. The Bach was very wealthy. He had a lot of money. He didn't realize, either his son-in-law was embarrassed to say anything, or he didn't know about it, or his daughter didn't say anything, but he had no idea that his son-in-law was living in mamish poverty. He came to town to visit, he saw that the Taz needed money. Okay. So the Bach was a very wealthy fellow, and the Taz wasn't so wealthy. So here he argues with his father-in-law. He writes, "Umayri v'chomi, kosav shalamaitse shalmom in shalonu ein bachiyov loyim in atoyev loyim in darbanan." My father-in-law wrote that it's not the rice and not the rabbanan, v'teimesi, it's a pella. It's not true. He says, I have raya that you are mechuyv. So the question is, when the Taz argued on the Bach, how far did he argue on the Bach? Did he mean to say that it's a chiyuv derabanan? Did he mean to say it's a chiyuv deraisa? It's not clear. He argued on the Bach. The Bach said it's neither. So what does the Taz hold? Does the Taz hold it's derabanan? Does he hold it even a deraisa? So the Chavis Yoyah writes that nimtso shemash onu me'asri ma'isik sofim, that we that take off ma'isik sofim today, einay afilu midrabbanu das ha'bach. According to the Bach, it's not even a mitzvah derabbanu. Well, that's a Taz who midrabbanu. He learns that in the Taz's world, it's at least a derabbanu. If you just skip for a second to the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, well, if you ma'ashe biranu, adov ha'mocher kedas ha'gadoylem, ha'soyim de ma'isik sofim, ein lem shum ikrim in ha'toyro, v'yeshev yirayim mikan de ma'isik sofim hum in ha'toyro Taz. He thinks the Taz held was the Raisa. Not like the Chavis Yor. So it's Machlokes Achronim how to learn the Taz. When the Taz argued on his father-in-law, how far did he argue? Did he argue that it's a mitzvah derabbanan? Or did he go even a step further that he held it's even a mitzvah derais? Okay. The Torah Tamima, on his commentary to Parshas Re, he says he doesn't understand everything. He says there's Machlokes Bach and Taz. He says, why doesn't anyone bring up the fact that there's a Sifri quoted by a Tosfos? No one seems to be concerned about this. You have Machlokes later Achronim, and everyone forgot a Tosfos and Daf Tess and Tainus. We saw it together. Taisa quotes the Sifri. Why does no one bring the Sifri? So the Teretz is, they might have known that the Sifri wasn't there. Maybe they felt the Sifri's not there. Maybe they felt that you don't bring rice from the Sifri. But he was very troubled from the fact there's no mention of the Sifri. If Kiveger, in his commentary on Peah, he writes on the bottom, the last line, he writes that Maisa from your business, Hainu Asmachta Ba'alma. It's only an Asmachta, which probably means the Rabbanan. It might mean more, but he means it's only the Rabbanan. Reb Moshe has a really interesting tshuva in Igros Moshe, Evan Ezra Chela Gimel. He's not even talking about Maisa, he's talking about a very interesting shayla, about a fellow who has some form of a sickness, and due to his sickness, he gives off a bad odor. He smells. And the question is, his wife wants to know, can we force the husband to give the wife a get because the wife can't stand the odor of this fellow? So that's the Gemara in Ksubas. The Gemara in Ksubas says, if a wife finds her husband so repulsive, you could be kaifet. So Ramayisha back and forth in the truth, he says, listen, do we know how bad it is? Could be she's a mafunik, she's making a big deal of it. Then Ramayisha says there's a sefri that says that one spouse is not allowed to or shouldn't divorce another spouse when the other one is sick. It's not right to do. You got to stay with your spouse when they're sick. Well, that's sefri. So how far do you take a sefri? So that's what Ramesh is discussing in the Tshuva. And he says, I'll bring you a raya, that when you find things in sefri, they're not supposed to be meant as halachic. They're supposed to be meant as like, you know, midas. This is what you should do, derech eretz, he calls it. He says, Ramesh, I'll prove it to you. Because I have another sefri like that. What's the sefri? Our sefri by Meiser. Writes Ramesh in the Tshuva in 35. He says, I read the sova, the shayach, asmach, the loyla, iser, af, loyla, darbon, ela, derech eretz, v'lamida, toiva. Says Ramesha, that's a free about not leaving your spouse when they're sick. That's not a halacha. That's a good behavior. He says, I'll prove it to you. We have the same sefri by Ksofim, by Maisa Ksofim. He goes through the whole Taisvis, and he goes through the whole thing, and he writes, you don't find anywhere there's a real chiv to take off Maisa. This is something Chazal wanted you to do. They thought it was appropriate to do, but it's not a chiv. You're not going to be over any issue if you don't take off. Unless the ani standing in front of you, then not giving him tzedakah is a separate prohibition. So he writes over here, last two lines. It's not even a chiv de rabbanon. Says Ramesha, these are one of those things that Chazal are trying to tell you what you should do, but they're not forcing you. So Ramesha seems to be assuming that it's like the Taz, Or like the Bach, I'm sorry, that's not a chiyuv, not mederais and not mederabon. The Chavos Yoyer writes, he says, "Vade mash omu remez chiyuv afilu mederabon viloi mederabon lo Yisrael kedoshim mekilim ba atshirak echad meir shnayim mimeshbach and zarm zeh." The times of the Chavos Yoyer, apparently no one was taking off meiser. He says, "How can it be no one's keeping a meiser drabon? Teretz is not a meiser drabon. It's nothing. It's an hagatoyva. So those opted, those didn't opt for it." The Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva like that also, where he also thinks that it's also only a good thing to take off ma'aser. It's not necessarily an obligation, not midiraisa, not midirabbanan. They assume, not like we paskin like the Bach. If we paskin like the Bach, it's not even a chiv. And that's where Rabbi Shavai's taka paskins. If you look over in number 39, in Minchas Osher, in Parshas Re, he writes like that. He writes, V'ula halocha noktu roiv g'doyle hadairis, ikra kishitas ha-Bach. We really would like the Bach. The aim bachi of loyminat toiva loymidiv seifim elan haga toiva. It's a good thing to do. Ella writes about Shavuish. If no, you can't gimel pamim. But if you're going to do it three times, I feel ushitas a Bach. Nepach liyes chiyav deraisa. Mach was the neder. Then it becomes even worse. Then it becomes a deraisa als neder. Dum yudachom yishnoig min haga shemitzah gimel pamim afabishle kibal atzam and nasa neder ideze. Just like any good thing you do, if a person has any good haga toiva that he does three times without saying first bli neder, it automatically becomes a neder. So says Rabbi Shavai, although the ruling is like the Bach, for all those people who've been taking Ma'aser, you're bound now anyways. But he says, don't worry, I found the cooler from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, on things like this, you can use Atar Sadam on every Rosh Hashanah. So according to Rabbi Shavai, according to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, every year after Atar Sadam, you can start fresh. Which means if I want to start doing Ma'aser this year, I should start fresh. The Chavetz Chaim writes that when you take off Ma'aser, you should always start saying Bli Neder. You don't want to get yourself bound into a neder. So a person, let's say every after Erev Rosh Hashanah, he does a Tarsa Dharm. So now the first check he writes to the Meiser fund, he should say, I'm giving Meiser Beli Neder. This way you don't run into any problems of a Dharm. So then Rabbi Shavai takes it a step further. He says, what happens if a person is tight for money? He says, Olachain, number 40, near Demisha Panasase de Chukam Oid, person whose Panasa is very tight, ain't Tarachla Havish Meisik Sofim. Doesn't have to take Meisik Sofim. Av Bishavada means Chasidus Royal Litin, even though Avada it's right to do. He thinks you're even allowed to test the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Still, it's not an obligation. Which is a shtickle funny to me, because if you're going to learn like that, Sefri, that Asa B'Shul Shet Asash, referring to Ma'isik Sofim, then it should be an obligation. I'm not sure how you split the two and say, well, yeah, it's true, but you don't have to do it. But that's what he writes. Then he writes another possibility, that maybe you have to do it, else Minigam Mokim. Maybe we're all bound to take off Meiser because we live in very frum communities and everyone's so frum and everyone thinks you have to take off Meiser, so we're now bound by Minhag HaMakom. So in 41 he suggests that that's not true. He writes, He says, based on a pichadi, he says, Mekom makam the din near the leshach lechayim mitam zeh, kim shein minig muskim bekol. It's not agreed by everyone. Umikom makam, he repeats again, naktin on ikra halacha kishidis tabach, de ein machiv elamidis chasidas, um min hagu ro'oi. So Reb Asher Weiss seems to pass, and that's the way it sounds like from Rav Moshe, like the Bach, like many others, that although it's not an obligation, it is definitely the right thing to do, and many people feel that Aser B'Shvil Shet, that's my Rebbe told me, you take off Meiser, Aser B'Shvil Shet Tis Hashem, you have the Haftacha. So it's definitely something worthwhile to do, but can we honestly say it's an obligation? I think that is somewhat of a question. B'li Neder, next week, we'll talk about where exactly to put Meiser money. Now that we all do it, or we try to do it, because it's a good thing, where is the best place for our Meiser money to go? And what's the hierarchy of distribution for Meiser money?